with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting additional U.S. forces are being sent to the Middle East.
The sharp spike in violence between Israel and Hezbollah is prompting new deployments for the U.S. military. The Pentagon says more U.S. troops are being sent to the Middle East as violence ramps up between Israel and Hezbollah. A Defense Department spokesman did not say how many additional forces are going or what they'll be assigned to do. There are currently about 40,000 U.S. troops in the region. These deployments come after significant strikes by Israeli forces against targets inside Lebanon that have already killed hundreds of people. And Israel just announced a targeted strike in Beirut. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House GOP announces a plan to avert a looming government shutdown.
House Republicans unveil a stopgap spending bill Sunday to fund the government through December 20th, dropping their push to attach a conservative immigration proposal backed by former President Donald Trump. The short-term funding bill is expected to get a vote on the House floor by midweek as Congress races against the September 30th government shutdown deadline. Last week, 14 Republicans joined with most Democrats to tank Speaker Mike Johnson's initial plan to fund the government for 6 months, which included the GOP proposal that requires proof of citizenship to register to vote. The continuing resolution, which was the result of bipartisan negotiations in the House and Senate, will keep the government funded at current levels through December 20th, setting up a holiday funding fight. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Birmingham, Alabama officials are pleading with the public for information leading to arrests in a weekend mass shooting that killed 4 people and injured more than a dozen others. Officials are offering rewards totaling $100,000. Another good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 61 points, the NASDAQ rose 25, the S&P advanced 16, oil down to $70.52 a barrel. This is SRN News. Christian refugees are trying to get to this country.
The Pew Research Center has been tracking the paths of people who flee the nations of their birth for religious reasons. As you might expect, Jewish people who feel threatened in their homeland mostly leave for Israel. But when it comes to Christian refugees, the place they want to come is here, the United States. More than any other country or region, this country is the hoped-for destination of believers fleeing persecution all around the world. Europe is a distant second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has received strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 evangelical voters supported him in 2020, according to AP VoteCast. But a small group of liberals is looking to pull believers away from Trump's fold and into Kamala Harris's corner. A group called Evangelicals for Harris is running ads and targeting voters in swing states. This is SRN News. Paper or plastic will no longer be a choice at grocery store checkout lines in California.
A new law has been signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. California had already banned thin plastic shopping bags at supermarkets and other stores, but shoppers can purchase bags made with thicker plastic that purportedly makes them reusable and recyclable. The new measure was approved by state legislators last month and signed Sunday by the governor. It bans all plastic shopping bags starting in 2026. Consumers will now simply be asked if they want a paper bag. John Scott reporting.
Boeing's making what it calls a best and final offer to striking union machinists. The proposed contract put out on Monday includes bigger raises and larger bonuses than the offer union members overwhelmingly rejected this month. Boeing says the new offer is contingent on workers ratifying it by Friday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.